we haven't accomplished what we set out to in anything. You know, we've had 5,000 years of patriarchy, racism, you know, so it's going to take us a while to get out of it. We shouldn't think that revolution is something that you, or even if you want to use that word, transformation, say, you know, is something that happens quickly. And I think it's very important, because otherwise we don't pace ourselves. You know, burnout is a function of naivete, because you thought, oh, well, surely this is so unjust that it will be fixed if people know about it. No, because some people are profiting from it. And anyway, change is generational. What we experience in our families, we tend to think of as inevitable. Mm-hmm. So we need to change the way children are brought up. If we had one whole generation of children raised without violence, I think we have no idea what might be possible. But now violence is still being normalized in the lives and the homes of some children. There is a general cultural pattern in which women are more conservative when they're young and get more radical as they get older, whereas men tend to be more radical or rebellious when they're young and get more conservative. Because women lose power as they get older, men gain power.
Yeah.
So there are these patterns that we need to be aware of, because otherwise we measure women by what we expect of men. So we think if they're not totally radical and rebellious when they're young, it's never going to happen, when actually life radicalizes them. You know, as soon as they have been in the labor force for a while, had kids, discovered, you know, who cares for kids and who doesn't, you know, they get very, very, very active. Why do women require an adjective and men don't? You know, there are writers and women writers. There are physicians and black physicians. You know, why do they possess this? Some other group possess the center, and we have to be qualified. I just think we need to be able to tell our stories and have people listen and ask questions, because we've been kind of pounded into having low expectations. I don't think it's fair to tell our daughters that they can be whatever they want, because they can't. You know, what you have to say, it's unrealistic. Then they'll blame themselves if they can't do it. The point is to say you should be able to do whatever you want, and you're going to have a great time breaking down any reasons that are put ahead of you, and other people are going to say thank you, and this is going to be a lie. But we can't lie. You know, we can't say you can be anything you want.
Yeah.
When women come together and tell their stories and listen to each other's stories, something magic always happens. Even when you're sure that it's not going to, under the most difficult circumstances. And I was in Zambia, sitting by the Zambezi River with a group of women who cannot work in the tourist trade because they're not allowed to work in the lodges. So they have these tiny little farms by the river, and there are alligators and all of that. And so we were trying to help get a small irrigation system so they could actually have their farms. And they were talking about abusive husbands and so on. Only two of us spoke the same language, I think. I thought, this is never going to work. We're sitting on a tarpaulin in the middle of, you know, heat, and and why do they want to anyway talk to two women from so far away, and how can we possibly understand? Worked anyway. And those, you know, it changed. They'd never been able to tell their stories before.
It worked because they were able to tell their stories.
Yeah, and because we listened, and because we told our stories, and because I had my atlas there, and every time they said that they had this experience, I said, well, look how many women in the world have this experience. You're not alone. See, here's a map. Now they have an irrigation system, and the first time but there are all kinds of, you know, every day I have a moment of aha, you know, like I was thinking about when I was growing up, everybody said that only women could type because we had small motor skills and smaller hands. Yeah. I never quite believed it, but nonetheless, that was what everyone said. I, of course, just didn't learn how to type so I wouldn't get stuck typing, which has not been good for my later life. But anyway, as soon as computers came out, overnight, men could type. overnight. You know, so I thought, well, you see, that's proof that we, the change, you know, we can all change.